I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Several local groups are spending this President's Day protesting against the current commander-in-chief. According to WSB, a demonstration is planned outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in Atlanta to protest President Trump's national emergency declaration. Trump made the announcement last week as part of an effort to secure funding for a border wall that was not agreed upon by Congress. The protest is part of a national movement to push back against the president's emergency declaration. Well, after years of work, Atlanta's historic cyclorama painting will debut in its new home at the Atlanta History Center this week. The Buckhead Museum is set to open Cyclorama: The Big Picture on Friday. The new exhibit will feature the fully restored cyclorama, a 132-year-old hand-painted artwork of the Battle of Atlanta. It moved from Grant Park near Zoo Atlanta in 2017. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the museum raised nearly $36 million to help complete the project. The Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University is proposing a plan that could put dozens of new doctors in rural parts of the state. Under the proposal, MCG would increase its enrollment by 50 students and shorten its medical school to just 3 years. In addition to pitching those ideas to state leaders, university officials have also proposed that the state pay tuition for students who agree to work for at least 6 years in underserved areas of Georgia. Well, after discovering that a section of Augusta Riverbank had become unstable, the Army Corps of Engineers ended their simulation of what would happen if they replaced the aging Savannah Bluff lock and dam with a large rock weir. The new structure would help fish swimming upstream to spawning grounds, but would significantly lower water levels of the Savannah River through Augusta. 12th District Congressman Rick Allen told the Augusta Chronicle he prefers to repair the dam.
I met with the Corps one time. I said, do one of the options include the lock and dam? They said yes. I said, well, good, because that's the only way you're going to maintain the pool. They said, we understand that.
A passage for the fish is necessary to help mitigate damage from the deepening of the Savannah Harbor. A Georgia lawmaker is seeking protection for people who break into cars to rescue pets in hot weather. Senator Kay Kirkpatrick is proposing legislation that would protect people from a lawsuit if they damage a vehicle to rescue an animal in danger. The Marietta Republican says the idea came out of a Senate committee studying whether laws are needed to regulate support or service animals. Kirkpatrick says she's adding language to an existing law protecting people who rescue children from hot cars. And in sports, the two Atlanta Hawks players who participated in All-Star Weekend activities in Charlotte both finished out of the money. Rookie Trae Young made it to the finals of the skills contest, but ultimately lost to Boston's Jason Tatum. And in the slam dunk contest, John Collins came up short after he clipped a prop during an attempted theatrical dunk. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.